Hello and welcome to this teaser episode of The Storyteller Naked Villainy, in which you're going to hear a snippet of a nearly 2 hour long interview with Kit Harrison's sister. It's an absolutely fascinating conversation. We cover their childhood, their sibling relationship, her spending the night in a room with Brenda before the wedding, and the complex aftermath of the murder of her sister-in-law and the impact it had on their whole family. In the section I'm going to play for you, I begin by asking her how and when she heard about what happened to Brenda.
Oh, right. So I it might explain sort of my slightly unusual life in the sense that I lived in Dorset and I was involved in a sort of, I taught piano and singing in several schools and things, but I also was involved in a sort of Christian retreat place. So I was quite occupied really at weekends and things like that. Anyway, I used to go up and stay with them, and by this time they lived, they had a flat in a National Trust house, partly because my mother loved gardens, but because her heart wasn't very good and couldn't sort of do the gardening anymore, you know, she could enjoy the beautiful grounds without actually having to do any of the digging and weeding and things. So anyway, so I went up there. I think I went up there on the 14th, and I think it was the next day there was a knock on the door, and my father, I mean, nothing awful about him, but back in those days, you know, some people did. He did own a shotgun with a license. And so the police said that they would come. And so he thought, they've just come to check I've got, you know, my license. He didn't actually ever use it to shoot poor pigeons and things. But anyway, and they arrived and they clearly thought we knew. And they said, we've come about the murder of Brenda Page. So my mother screamed. And they, in my memory, were embarrassingly, terribly sorry and kind of scuttled away because they thought that we knew. And so that's how I heard about it.
What a shock to find out that way.
It was a terrible shock. And yeah.
At that point, did they come in and explain anything about how she died? Did they explain that they had taken Kit into police custody for questioning? Was any of that explained?
I can't remember, because I think it was all that they sort of came out with a statement and kind of ran, sort of felt like they kind of ran away because they'd sort of misjudged it. But so I can't remember quite the sequence of events, but I know that we knew that Kit had been taken into custody, and I know that Kit rang and spoke to my mother. I think from there, whether he'd been allowed to, I don't know, but certainly he rang. And yeah, I can't remember whether it was afterwards or at the time. And I think my mother might have invented this story, because I can't think from the trial and for anything you read that anybody suggested this. But obviously she knew that he'd been taken into custody and was a sort of chief suspect or prime suspect, but she said that a small instrument had been used on that to the head, and again, none of this sort of adds up very well, because I was told that he'd got a PhD in brain physiology, but he says he's got a PhD in something that I can't even remember. So the idea was he would know exactly, you know, which bit of the brain. But I, so, you know, She never talked about my mother about being battered to death. But I think that might have just been her way of managing it.
She cleansed it in a way. She's not wrong that it was a, I don't think it was a, so if you're going to talk in size of the instrument that was used to open the window, I think it was 5/8 or something. It wasn't that big actually, so that's right enough, it wasn't a big broad thing.
And I know that after that they went, I don't know why they never interviewed me, and they never came to interview me, but they went and interviewed everybody that was on the wedding list.
Wow. So they obviously interviewed your parents
I
at some
don't know
point.
whether they did or not,
Oh, wow.
but I know they never interviewed me.
Okay. The fact that he'd been spoken to by the police under the characterization or the labeling of a suspect, was that something that your parents discussed? What was said about it? Did they express to you that they thought, given his history of violence with her, was that something? I mean, tell me what was said about it. That's probably the best way to put it.
Well, not an awful lot was said about it. I know I was terrified and I moved a camp bed to sleep in their bedroom. And I know that where I was in Dorset, there were a lovely couple down there, and I know they went and talked to them quite a lot about how awful it was for them.
But your fear to move your bed, in your own words, what were you scared of?
Well, I was scared I'd be the next one.
And there's a very good reason why she feared this, which she explains in the full interview. If you want to hear this and more than 40 other bonus episodes, you can hear the whole catalogue by joining the Patreon for the price of just a cup of coffee. It's a great way of supporting my work as well. And coming soon, I'll be doing a live interview with Defence KC Brian McConaughey, which you can take part in. I'll put the details on how to join the Patreon in the show notes. This is an interview you do not want to miss.